By the way, Zero Dark Nerdy is an awesome name.
You know, I know we only got 10 minutes, man. You know, we started as Multipopshow. We've been doing this for a while now, and I do want to ask you about your podcast too. But you know, we've been doing this for a while now, and the Multipopshow thing, it was just kind of hard for people to remember, and we put it out to the fans. And actually, a fan gave us that name, Zero Dark Nerdy, and it's really stuck. Great. So yeah, I appreciate fantastic. That. You ready to rock and roll, man?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, we got a special one for you today. As you can see, movie star, television star, ladies and gentlemen, Ethan Suplee, thank you for joining us on Zero Dark Nerdy, man.
Ryan, thanks for having me. And I'm very excited because I love the name Zero Dark Nerdy. So I know this is going to be fun.
Well, we appreciate that. All right, look, we're just going to get right into it. The film, God is a Bullet, in theaters, June 23rd. Tell us a little bit about it.
So I think of all of the movies I'm in as though they are basically created around the perspective of the character I play. So like My Name is Earl was about this guy with a brother making up for shit that he had done in his past, you know. God is a Bullet is about a satanic cult that kidnaps and does really deranged things to young women. That's what the movie's about. And I'm one of the main henchmen of this cult.
So you play Gutter, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little. I've seen some of it. You know, I went and I watched, you know, the screener or whatever. But tell us a little bit about the character, at least just to give the fans an idea of the type. Because we've seen you play a bunch of different characters. So tell them about this one.
Gutter is really the second in command of this cult. They're all kind of captivated by the main dude, and Gutter's like goes back with him the longest, and he's like the muscle and the evil satanic spirit of it, and he gets stuff done, you know.
That's pretty intense scene towards the end. You know, we won't give too much away, but you know, I think let's talk a little bit about Nick Cassavetes, right? This is second time you worked with him. You worked with him in John Q. He's a director with such range, right?
We actually did another movie
okay.
that never came out
okay.
called Yellow. We did that maybe 10 plus years ago.
All right.
And he wrote Blow. So I've known Nick
right.
for 25 years, and he's one of my best friends. And, you know, there were years where we worked out together every day. We went to the gym together every day. And I heard about this a long time ago. And, you know, you never know how long it's going to take somebody to make a movie. And a lot of movies that directors, that really reputable directors want to make, never get made. And so it's kind of a miracle that he was able to do this. You know, it's a hard R movie. It's not a soft R movie. It's not an R movie because somebody says fuck once too many times.
No, it's violence. You know what
I
mean?
I don't know if we're allowed to swear on
you. Absolutely. You can say whatever you fucking want.
Right. But like, you know, you drop an F-bomb. I think you get like one F-bomb in a PG-13 movie. You do two F-bombs and it's R,
yeah.
right? This is not R-rated because of a second F-bomb.
Yeah.
This is really brutal subject matter. And it's not a lot of people want to make those movies. And especially with a guy who's got artistic integrity like Nick, Nick's not going to compromise. He's not going to show up and have the producer go, you know, this movie where you rape the girl's mom and kill this guy. Like we don't shoot it from a different way where we don't actually see that. Nick's going to tell you to go fuck yourself.
That's
and
right.
He's going to shoot the scene he wants. And that's why Nick's so good.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of what I was going to say. I mean, the guy's got such range, right? He goes from a movie like this to, you know, the other end of the spectrum. He's doing The Notebook, right? I mean,
right.
But it's I think the one thing that he's probably known for is just intensity, right? I mean, even Notebook has its own sort of style of intensity with the John Q, a movie like this. So, yeah, just very interested about hearing about working with a guy like Nick, to your point, that's just so sort of steadfast about his craft and how he wants to make films.
Some of the best direction I've ever gotten was in this movie we did, Yellow, which last I talked to Nick, that was gonna come out at some point. He had finally gotten the rights to it, you know, that was tied up in some legal stuff, and he had the rights to it. So maybe people get a chance to see that. But he told me to to be still. And there was the scene I was doing, and it just gave me a different perspective on acting in general, right? I'd been acting for 15, 20 years at that point. And then this guy who's a good friend of mine gave me a little bit of direction, and it just was so different than any direction I'd ever gotten. And it was truly some of the best direction I've ever had. And, you know, Nick is a guy who's going to talk to you as a person, but he's also was an actor and is an actor still. And so he understands how to communicate what he's thinking about a scene in a way that sometimes could be more difficult for other people who aren't approaching it, who don't have any idea what an actor's really going through. When, you know, you got a director who comes in and just says, do it like this, and like this isn't communicating with me what you want. Nick's going to break it down emotionally for you. You know what I mean? He's going to tell you what he thinks you're experiencing, or get you to that place. It's really cool working with him. It's always a treat, and there is nothing Nick could ever ask me to do that I would say no to.
That's awesome, man. All right, what's next? I know you got some TV coming. I know you got some other movies. Just want to kind of highlight those for the fans.
Yeah, I just had a movie come out or premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival called Blood for Dust. I have another one coming out later this year called Manodrome, with Adrian Brody and Jesse Eisenberg. And I just got to do a movie, which it was one of my favorite experiences ever. There's these two comedians who are truly two of my favorite comedians, Stavros Halkias and Bobby Kelly. Do you know those guys?
I know Bobby.
Bobby. So Bobby played my dad. He's only 5 years older than me, for real. And he played my dad, which we got to tease him about quite a bit on set. And Stavros played my brother. And it's a movie about Stavros being, it's going to be a hilarious movie.
What's the name?
Exit Statement.
All right. Exit Statement. That's that, one
that, you know, that, this is one of those things that could change that the name of the movie could change 30 times, but look for Stavros Halkias starring in a movie. I'm in it playing his brother. And it was, you know, some of the most fun days of acting ever. Because I've worked with a lot of comedians, and it's so nice to just, you know, you got a lot of downtime, and in the downtime, you're just laughing nonstop because they're so entertaining to be around. It was a real treat working with those guys.
I got two more things for you. I know we got to get you out of here in a couple minutes. I just want to give you a chance. The American Glutton podcast, you've been doing it since January 2020. There's almost 200 episodes. You're obviously on a podcast right now. Our fans love to listen to other ones. I just want to give you an opportunity to plug that a little bit.
Yeah, that was something where my buddy Kevin Connolly started a podcast studio. And he kept asking me to do a podcast. And I thought, I have nothing to talk about. But I'd been, you know, basically on a diet for 20 years or 20 plus years. And I knew a bit about that. And I was at a place where I felt good about my weight. And so I thought I could do a podcast about that. And it's been really helpful. It, you know, it helps keep me accountable. And if it helps anybody else listening to stories of what other people are going through, or, you know, we try to talk to all kinds of people about all kinds of diets, because I don't believe in a one size fits all thing with diets. You know, something might spark interest in somebody that's not really going to work for me, but that doesn't mean I don't want to hear about it.
That's awesome, man. I know we're out of time. Look, man, I just want to say one thing. We've known you for 30 years, man. Ever since 1994, Boy Meets World, we've, you know, my fans, myself, the age I am, I'm 41. We've almost grown up with you, man. It's just been an honor to have you on Zero Dark Nerdy, and we appreciate it. And we just wish you nothing but the best moving forward, and keep just doing great work, man. We love you.
It's been my pleasure, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, man.
You have victory
and anger management.
Fuck anger management.